That's our rain time for Longman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, when things looked darkest for Lum and Abner, Ulysses S. Quincy walked into their cell in the jailhouse, and instead of pressing the charges of housebreaking against them, he thanked them for breaking his wife's prized lamp by returning the share of Jotham Down store stock which they were trying to buy. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And friends, don't miss Lum and Abner's important announcement at the end of this program. Folks, what a grand difference summer brings to weekend living. But have you noticed that during the summer, unfortunately, many of us have a tendency on weekends to keep irregular hours or to take too much exercise? Well, you may enjoy yourself to the fullest during your summer weekends, but you should be careful not to overdo. Overdoing, you know, can lead to stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache. Then you won't be able to enjoy yourself because you won't be feeling your best. Now, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So, see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. That's the Alka-Seltzer way to be prepared. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their Jotham Down store and library. Lum is looking over the company's books. Listen.
Dang, just look at that.
Look at what? What are you doing there, Lum?
I'm checking over our bookkeeping books, and I don't like what I'm finding.
You mean about me and Grandpappy Spears keeping our checker game scores in there?
No.
Now, we ain't did that for a couple of weeks, honestly.
Well, that ain't it. That ain't what I'm complaining about. Fact is, I added a few of them scores of yours into the total debit here just to try to make this come out better, but still looks better.
Does, huh?
Still looks bad, I mean.
Oh, well, that is too bad.
So excited about that trip, I don't know what I'm saying, Harvey.
Oh.
Yeah, we're in the hole, Abner.
We are.
We're way down in.
Yeah. Well, I'm standing right here on the floor.
I mean, we can't hardly pay what we owe to the wholesale house for 2 months ago. I sat down here and tried to figure out why, and you know what I found out?
Yeah, we're in a hole.
We're worse than that. Might not pull the top end on us, too. Uh-oh. According to these bookkeeping books, we've been losing money for 4 months, hand running.
Oh, well, you can't go by them things, Long.
That's all we got to go by.
I don't believe in books. Never
the
do.
Whole trouble is we've been neglecting the store, just letting it run down a late. Look at the pickle barrel there, for incidents.
Look at it.
Yeah. I don't believe there's over 3 pickles in there.
Oh.
And every one of them's might not as wrinkled as Grandpappy Spears.
Huh. You know, there's one in there that does look a little like Grandpappy.
Yeah. Just to pull ourselves together and get a fresh start here.
Sort of the same expression. No, I believe it looks more like old Dad Crockett.
Yes, sir. Got to give ourselves a new deal of some kind.
No, I guess it is Grandpappy. Yeah, see that top part there? If that ain't just exactly the shape of the back of old Grandpap's head, I'll take it.
And are you listening to me?
Pickle Spears, Uncle. Oh, sure, I heard every word you said.
All right, what did I say?
Why, you said that Dad Crockett looked like one of them pickles there, and I say you're wrong. It's Grandpappy Spears. Now, just take another look in there.
I don't want to look in there, and that ain't what I said, neither.
Mom, Eddard, I stood right here with my own ears and heard you
now,
say...
Now, just a minute. Don't let's get into argument about that.
Grandpappy Spears.
I was telling you how we've been losing money here in the store every month. We got to do something about it.
Oh, yeah, that.
Got to do something right away, too.
Well... All right, I'll do it. I hate to, so it's so soon after the last time.
What are you talking about, last time?
Same thing you are, having me go home and see how much money Elizabeth got saved up in the sugar bowl there in the kitchen safe.
I don't mean that.
She's going to catch me this time just short of well.
I don't mean that, Abner. What I'm talking about goes further back than that, more down to earth.
You mean Elizabeth's got some money buried out there in the back of the place?
No, no.
Why, that varmint, lady varmint, I reckon, holding out on me that way. I thought she'd been acting sort of suspicious of something here lately.
Well, now, wait a minute.
How'd you find out about that, Lon? Did she tell you herself?
No, of course not.
Well, who did tell you then?
Nobody told me.
Oh, just found out for yourself, huh? What was you doing? Just sort of digging around out there and just accidentally run across it?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hi, doggies, wait a minute. What are you doing digging around in my backyard? Don't you know that's private property there? What right have you got to go snooping around there?
Well, now, wait a minute, Adam.
Doggies, it's getting so you can't trust nobody, neither a woman or your own business partner.
Now, listen.
Here, I thought everything was going so good. Just yesterday, we were such good friends.
Sitting there in the jail together.
Ulysses come over and give us back that stock certificate. Never made us pay for the lamp we broke. Dropped them charges of housebreaking against us. We couldn't have had no better luck than that. There we was, happy as a lark. Two larks. Or at least ways I thought we was. And now what do I find out? Find out my own partner and my woman are sneaking around burying all my money in the ground. Don't it's no wonder I'm so broke. That's the trouble, right?
Are you done ranting and raving?
You heard what I said.
If you can't get things worse mixed up than any ten fellers I know of.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to leave. Take myself a vacate. Get Willie the Boodler and go to Florida. Raise Everglades, maybe.
That's what you're going to do, huh?
Yes, sir. My mind's made up. Right, doggies, I'm going down there and plant them things. I mean, what are Everglades?
I don't know for sure.
Well, they got them down there. I've heard Willie mention them. Just hope there's something good to eat, as long as I'm going to all the trouble to raise so many of them.
Well, just a minute.
Be the Everglade King of Florida.
Yeah,
that's what
I
be.
Just a minute, King.
Everglade Abner.
Where about you going to get all the money to do all this with?
I don't know what it costs an acre to put them out.
If you'd been listening to me, you'd have heard me tell that we've been losing money steady here lately.
Why, naturally, it's being buried all over the whole county.
It ain't no such a thing. No. You just got that mixed up, too.
How much I've got?
What I meant was that little money that little Elizabeth's got saved up in the sugar bowl ain't going to help us none. It wouldn't be a drop in the bucket.
Has she been putting it down the well, too?
No.
Ah, doggies, now that's going far enough. That'll ruin the drinking water. And the money, too, for that's concerned.
We've got to get down to something more fundamental than that. We've got to figure out how to run this store and make money at it instead of losing every month.
What? You mean we've been losing money? Why didn't you say so?
Well, that's the general idea I've been trying to get across to you for the last couple of hours.
Oh. About how much have we lost?
According to the books here, we've been losing an average of $40 a month.
$40?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's more than I make.
And we can't run a business that way. No, Abner, we got to do something. We'd be doing good now if we could figure out how to just break even 1 month even.
Yeah. Let me see, Dobie. Let me study on that. I believe I got one idea how we could do that, Long.
Well, from what I've heard so far today, I'd rather not hear it, Abner.
Just close up the store for 1 month.
Close up?
Yes, sir.
Well, we couldn't make nothing that way.
Well, we wouldn't lose nothing either. That'd be breaking even, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Pretty good.
And looking at it one way, you might say we'd come out $40 ahead.
Maybe we would, wouldn't we?
Why, sure, any time you can keep from losing $40, you're just the same as made that much. Let's just close up for a month.
You know, Emma, that might not be such a bad idea then.
Why, of course it ain't. That'd give me a chance to take that vacate. And you could take one, too. We both need a rest, Mom. We ain't hardly been out of this store here now for I don't know how many years.
We was in jail yesterday.
Well, that ain't no rest. Well, it's rest, but I hate to spend a vacation.
Maybe it'd do us both a world of good, after all. Give us a chance to sort of remodel the store and build up our stock again and all that.
Well, you can do that if you want to. I still think I'll head out to Florida. You ought to get away, too, Long.
Yeah, maybe I ought to. Or wait a minute, though. What are we going to use for money for this vacation?
Well, we'll use the $40 we'll make by closing up for 1 month.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter with me? I forgot about that. Of course, I wonder if that's going to be enough, though.
Well, I don't know. How much more you reckon we'll need?
Well, to do it upright, really have a big vacation, we ought to have, at least $20 more.
Fine, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right, just close the store for 2 more weeks, then.
Huh.
That's a half a month. Half a 40 is 20. There's your $20 right there.
Granny Zedner, you got a lot higher class of ignorance in that skull of yours than I ever give you credit.
Why, sure I have. I've always known that. Come on, let's get the shivering things up and get out of here, Long.
Well, you go ahead. There's something I want to do. Where's that box of Crayolas? Oh, I know.
Long, we ain't got time to sit around drawing Crayola pictures. We're going on a vacay. Come on, help me shiver this stuff up.
Admiral, can't you see I'm busy?
Please, Long, let's go. It'll just be for 6 weeks. Be good for both of us. And make some money at it, too.
Don't interrupt me, Admiral.
Well, what are you doing there?
You see. Get your head out of my way.
Now, look, Long, we've been tied down in this store here for a mile. Now, go wide open.
There, that's done. Follow me, Abner.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long. Let's talk over this thing.
Well, come along with me right out the front door. Come on, Geraldine. You too. Scat, get out of here.
No. Well, whereabouts are we going? What you got wrote on that piece of cardboard there?
Made a little sign, though. Now, lock the door, Abner.
All right. I'd still love to know what that sign says, though.
We'll get it hooked over the doorknob there. There it is. Read it for yourself.
Let's see. Jotham Down Store. Edwards and Peabody Props closed for remodeling. Back in 6 weeks.
Well, closed for remodeling back in 6 weeks. That sounds like a real vacation. Friends, Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment to tell you about the program to be heard over these stations while they're away on a well-deserved 6 weeks vacation. But now, do you have nights when you can't sleep? You may not be in pain, but you are restless and nervous. You toss and tumble while every minute seems like an hour and every sound is magnified. The disappointments of the day seem like calamities, and you worry over the things you've said and done. You hear the clock strike 12, 1, 2, and you think, I'll be a wreck in the morning. How will I ever get through the day? Then, next day, you're likely to feel below par, and your work will probably be less in quantity and poorer in quality. Well, friends, mild nerving is made for just that condition, for those occasional times when nervous tension makes you wakeful, irritable, and restless, or causes you to have indigestion or headache. Thousands have found relief from such functional nervous troubles by using Miles Nerve Ease. Why don't you try it? Your druggist has it. Caution, use only as directed. Get a package or a bottle today. Miles Nerve Ease is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. And now, Lum and Abner.
Well, it's true, folks. Abner and I are going to take a little vacation.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
And while we're gone, there's a couple of fellas going to take over our spot on the radio here, and we know you'll enjoy them a lot. Pick and Pat.
They're very funny, and I know you'll all enjoy them.
And we hope you folks will listen to them every night. Just be as nice to them as you've always been to us.
Well, and then you'll be sure and be here when we get back.
Well, yeah, that's that, too. Anyway, so long for now, and we'll see you in 6 weeks.
Yeah, so long, everybody. We're sure going to miss you.
Thank you.